The 22nd day of the blessed month of Barramutta. The departure of Saint Isaac of Haran. On this day, the Holy Father Enba Isaac departed. He was born in the city of Haran Shabbos from unblemished parents. His father's name was Abraham, and his mother's name was Susanna. His mother departed when he was a child, and his father, shortly after, married another wife. In those days there was a famine, and his stepmother hated him. She only gave him a little bread, which he gave to the shepherds that he worked with. He fasted until sunset, although he was only 5 years old. When his father knew that, he went to see him to inquire about that. Knowing the matter, before his father came to him, Isaac tied up 3 pieces of mud in his cloak, so that his father might think when he saw them from afar that they were bread. When his father came and unrolled the cloak, he found 3 pieces of bread. The shepherds who were present testified that the boy had given them all that he had of bread, and others saw him tying the pieces of mud in his cloak. His father marveled and glorified God. When the young man grew up, he went and became a monk with a righteous man whose name was Elias, and he lived with him for many years. After the departure of Enba Elias, he went to the mountain of Barnag and lived with an old man whose name was Enba Zacharias. Isaac's father went about everywhere trying to find him. When he found his son living with Saint Zacharias, he asked him to return with him. Isaac's teacher, Enba Zacharias, advised him to obey his father and return with him. He returned and stayed until his father's departure. He distributed all what his father had left him to the poor and needy. He then built for himself a place outside the city, where he dwelt there alone. He went on asceticism and worship until he departed in peace. They buried him in his place of worship, and the place was forgotten. After many years, God willed to reveal his body, and a great light appeared above his grave, which was seen by the reapers for 3 consecutive days. The believers came, took his body, laid it on a camel, and journeyed with it until they came to a place between Haran and Nashrat. The camel stopped, knelt down, and would not get up again. They knew that this way was the Lord's will, and they built a church for him in that place where they placed the body with great honor. May his prayers be with us. Amen. The departure of Saint Alexander I, the 19th Pope of the See of Saint Mark. On this day also of the year 44 AM, or April 17th, 328 AD, the Holy Father Pope Alexander, the 19th Pope of the See of Saint Mark, departed. This pope was born in the city of Alexandria from Christian parents, and he grew up in serving the church. Pope Maximus ordained him a reader. Pope Theonas ordained him a deacon. And Pope Peter, also known as the Seal of the Martyrs, ordained him a priest, and he was virgin and chaste. When the time of Pope Peter's martyrdom drew near, Alexander and Father Achilles, who became patriarch before him, went to see him in prison and asked him to lift the excommunication from Arius. And Peter excommunicated Arius again in their presence and informed them that the Lord Christ had appeared to him and ordered him not to receive Arius again, and that Achilles would be patriarch after him and after Abba Achilles. Pope Alexander will be ordained. He commanded that to the priest of Alexandria and ordered them not to accept Arius and to have no fellowship with him. When Pope Achilles sat on the chair and received Arius, he only lived for 6 months and died. When Pope Alexander sat, the lay leaders came and asked him to receive Arius, but he refused and added curses to what were already upon Arius. He told them, Pope Peter had commanded Pope Achilles and myself to do that, and when Pope Achilles received Arius, God quickly removed him from his office. Pope Alexander expelled Arius from the country. Arius went to Emperor Constantine and complained of the unjust treatment of this pope. Emperor Constantine assembled the Ecumenical Council of the 318 in the city of Nicaea. The council was presided over by Pope Alexander. He disputed with Arius and revealed his denial of Christ, and then excommunicated him and those who follow his belief. Alexander, along with the rest of the fathers, uttered the creed and drew up the canon, the law, and the statutes that are still in the hands of Christians until this day. After he put down regulations for Lent and the Feast of Easter, he returned to his chair, victorious and triumphant. He shepherded his flock with the best of care. He sat on the throne of St. Mark for 15 years, 9 months, and 20 days, and then departed in peace. May his prayers be with us. Amen. Pope Mark, the 49th Pope of the See of St. Mark. On this day also of the year 819 AD, the Blessed Father, Pope Mark, the 49th Pope of the See of St. Mark, departed. This Pope was from Alexandria, and he was a chaste, learned, and honorable man. Pope John ordained him a deacon, and he was an eloquent speaker. His voice was sweet, and all those who heard him rejoiced in him. The Pope handed him the administration of the archiepiscopate, and he did nothing without his advice. When Pope John put on him the garb of monks in the monastery, one of the elder monks shouted, saying, "This deacon, whose name is Mark, shall rightly and fittingly sit upon the throne of his father Mark, the evangelist." When Pope John departed, the bishops unanimously agreed to choose him patriarch. He fled to the desert, but they caught up with him, brought him back, and enthroned him patriarch on the 2nd of Amshir in the year 799 AD. He tended to the church's needs and restored those that were in a ruinous state. He returned many of the heretics to the Orthodox faith and healed many of the sick and cast out many of them, the devils. He told them, "What had happened to you was because you dared to partake of the holy mysteries with irreverence. So keep yourselves henceforward from the evil words that come out of your mouth." In his days, the Muslim Arabs conquered the Greek Isles, captured many of their women and children, and brought them to Alexandria and started to sell them. The Pope gathered money from the believers, and beside the funds of the monasteries that he had, he was able to pay 3,000 dinars to save and free them. He wrote for them bills of manumission and set them free. He provided those who wished to return to their country with whatever they needed, and those who wished to stay, he gave them in marriage and protected them. He took thought for the church of the Redeemer in Alexandria and restored it, but some evil men burned it, so he restored it again. When the Lord willed to give him rest, he became sick. He prayed the divine liturgy and partook of the holy mysteries. He bade the bishops that were present farewell and departed in peace after staying on the chair 20 years, 2 months, and 21 days. May his prayers be with us. Amen. Pope Michael, the 53rd Pope of Alexandria. On this day also of the year 851 AD, the Holy Father, Pope Michael, the 53rd Pope of Alexandria, departed. This father was a righteous monk, and he was ordained hegumen for the monastery of the Saint Abba John. Because of his good conduct, they chose him patriarch, and he was enthroned on the 24th of Hathor in 849 AD. When the holy fast came, he went to the desert of Cetus to keep the fast there. He remembered his earlier life in the wilderness. So he asked God with tears and supplications, saying, "O God, you know how much I love solitary life, and I have no aptitude for the position that I am in." The Lord accepted his petition, and he departed in peace after the Feast of Passover. He stayed on the chair 1 year, 4 months, and 28 days. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.